Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine developing with mild high temperatures into the mid-50s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies dropping back to a low of 28. For Wednesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, 47. Chance for snow showers Wednesday night, low of 24. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the governor's ball has officially happened over the weekend, kicking off Governor Kelly's second term, along with new legislators walking into Topeka for the legislative session of 2023. But political analysts in the state say that we may not see the session be any much different than what we saw last year.
A total of 34 new legislators in the House and the Senate combined. Very, very few people who are watching what is happening in Topeka expect anybody's playbooks to significantly change.
House political science professor Dr. Russell Arben Fox at Friends University on Cake News, where he says we may see some bipartisan work between Republicans and Democrats working on sales tax on food in the state.
You're going to see her talking about how Republicans and Democrats work together to cut the food tax. Let's finish the job.
Finally, he goes on to say one of the other big issues would be at medical marijuana, but it may have some hard time getting through Republican leadership in both chambers. Mid-America Network News.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has announced that a company that markets home repair plans is set to pay $850,000 after allegedly having fraudulently marketed services with Evergy's name in the state. WIBW reports the announcement came from the Attorney General's office in conjunction with the Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett that HomeServe will pay over $500,000 for alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act, along with $350,000 in restitution for Kansas consumers that have been connected to the marketing of home warranty services. At the same time, HomeServe USA Corp., along with HomeServe USA Repair Management Corp., have agreed to a consent judgment connected to interior and exterior electrical home repair plans that have been offered through its affiliation with Evergy between September of 2014 and December of 2019. In other news, the police in Salina, Kansas are asking the public to help with a string of storage unit burglaries that happened in late December of last year. WIBW reports the events happened between December 15th and the 31st at multiple different storage units in the city.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for the state of Nebraska as newly elected Governor Jim Pillen held the governor's inaugural ball with more than 3,500 individuals gathering on Saturday at the Chi Health Center Arena.
Blessed are we with our state's incredible natural resources of our land and our water and our soil and our air.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. During the inaugural speech, he said, quote, "I will make one promise. Nobody will work harder than I and our team every single day to protect and preserve the things that have made Nebraska such a special place to call home to all the incredible people here tonight." He went on to hail the innovation and technological advancements that have been happening in the state and encouraged attendees to appreciate all the opportunities that are available right in the state of Nebraska. Finally, he offered a suggestion for a new state motto saying, quote, "We are Nebraska." Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Details of a cleanup agreement were released Monday with the Environmental Protection Agency to oversee work by TC Energy on the pipeline spill in Washington County. The federal oversight calls for recovery of remaining oil and oil-contaminated soil and vegetation, as well as containment of further oil spread into Mill Creek. Reportedly, around 12,000 of the some 14,000 barrels have been recovered. An above-ground line will temporarily reroute Mill Creek to accommodate cleanup. Pipeline operations were resumed in late December, and it may be some time yet before the project cleanup is complete. A recent decision by Marshall County Commissioners to change operation of the recycling program, leasing trailers from Temp's disposal and contracting them for hauling, is to take effect March 1st. This will allow 24/7 drop-off at sites to be determined in Marysville, Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, and Axtell, which will replace the once-per-month drop-off and collections. Additional details will be forthcoming. Ruth Martin was sworn in last Tuesday as Marshall County Register of Deeds, replacing Martha Rush, who retired. Marshall County Commissioner John Hungerer, who was elected, was sworn in Monday, replacing Barb Kiekhafer. Laura Johnson McNish will be sworn in this Friday as 22nd Judicial District Judge, with the pending retirement of James Patton and appointment of John Weingart as Administrative Judge. Washington County Commissioners voted last meeting to move department heads back to salary, as was done previous to 2015, eliminating overtime and longevity pay, which will reduce paperwork and simplify budgeting. Discussion continued regarding a proposal for a countywide ambulance service, continuing efforts to explore funding options. Wind farm proceeds could be helpful establishing a service, but ongoing financial resources would be necessary. If an August vote on a sales tax were approved by residents, that income would not become available until 2024. Locations for ambulance service have not been determined. It's believed current locations would likely be maintained. Adequate staffing and support are the primary concerns with the current system. Conversations will continue. No decisions were made regarding the issue. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Annual meeting of the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is planned Tuesday evening at the Community Center. $50,000 bond has been set for a Baileyville man, Kevin Schmitz, age 52, who was arrested by Seneca Police December 31st on charges of possession of marijuana, controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and traffic contraband into a correctional facility. Barnes and Hanover Fire Departments were dispatched December 21st for a shed fire at 13th and All-American Roads. A public meeting regarding daycare proposals will be hosted by the City of Marysville Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes. The city is considering options for expanding daycare in the community and is seeking feedback from current operators and or those interested in the matter. For additional information, contact City Administrator Austin St. John. The meeting Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes. William J. Bill Paul, age 73, of Barnston, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin of a funeral in Wymore. Burial in the Barnston Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30. At the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bill Paul. Dorothy M. Rombeck, age 82, of Home, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Rombeck. Susan K. Hagedorn, age 69, of Hanover, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Susan Hagedorn. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Wamego, formerly of Marysville and Frankfort, passed away December 31st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at the Antioch Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Jones. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, breaded fish, cornbread, baked beans, asparagus, and a tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting dry and mild conditions across the area for today, with high temperatures a good 20 degrees above average for this time of year. Typically, we're closer to the mid-30s for afternoon high temperatures, and instead expecting highs to reach into the middle part of the 50s. But trending cooler as a cold frontal boundary and developing area of low pressure begin to work in from the west on Wednesday. We do, in fact, pick up a chance for some rain activity by Wednesday afternoon. We're back to high temperatures in the upper 40s, even cold enough for some snow showers then for your Wednesday night. And behind that system on Thursday, sunshine making a return, but back closer to average for this time of year, with mid-30s for high temperatures on your Thursday. Friday through the weekend, still looking to stay dry and mostly sunny. For your Friday, looking at highs in the upper 30s, and we improve back to some upper 40s Saturday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 75. The average low 19 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:22. It's 28 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
The Bulldogs go back-to-back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Georgia was looking to win its second straight Division I national championship, tangling with the Texas Christian University. First quarter, the Bulldogs drawing first blood.
Bennett going to fake it, and all the way into the end zone. He faked it to Dejon Edwards, who rolled to the right, and Bennett has clear sailing 21 yards into the end zone for the first score of the game.
The Horned Frogs would make it 10-7 with a first quarter score, but the rout was on from there. Up 31-7 just before halftime, the Bulldogs were looking for more.
32 seconds to go. Bennett to throw. Right angle. One-on-one coverage. And caught, I think. Yeah, touchdown, Mitchell.
Our thanks to the Bulldogs Sports Network. Georgia would score four more touchdowns in the second half for 55 unanswered points. Stetson Bennett tossed for four scores and ran for two more, leading Georgia to a 65-7 blowout win over TCU. To the NBA, the Lakers' five-game winning streak streak came to a screeching halt in Denver. All Nuggets in this one.
Outlet pass, Murray leans in, layup good. 20-point lead for Denver. The Nuggets are blowing out the big bad Lakers.
The call on KKSE, Jamal Murray scored a game-high 34. Nikola Jokic logged his NBA-leading 11th triple-double. Nuggets clobber the Lakers 122-109. Memphis overcame not having Ja Morant, out with a sore thigh, beating the Spurs 121-113 to stay tied atop the Western Conference. The Celtics, top seed in the East, played host to the Bulls. Late fourth quarter, Jason Tatum putting it away.
Derek White's got it. Outlet to the Jason Tatum. Caruso trying to chase him down. Can't score the slam and the foul. And this ball game is done.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Boston takes down Chicago 107-99. Around the association, Milwaukee beat New York 111-107. The Pelicans topped the Wizards 132-112. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night broadcast action, Marysville at Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip at 8, live on FM 95.5.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, the Senate has confirmed Alexis Taylor as USDA Trade Undersecretary, and I've never heard so many good things about a person in my life that's going to Washington to work. Everybody seems to like her, no doubt about that. The people in agriculture, representing a farm organizations, all kinds of trade organizations say they think she's one of the best to work on trade for us. Debbie Stabenow, remember her? She's working on our ag scene all the time. She is really 100% behind her. What about this gal? First of all, she's an Iowa farm gal. She served in the U.S. Army Reserves, Oregon's Department of Director of the Ag Department, the NASDA Board of Directors. She's been involved in the Senate Ag Committee here and there and in states across the country, and she knows a little bit about agriculture. Her top priorities are food insecurity, strengthen export numbers, and expand market opportunities. If she gets all those things done, I'm 100% in favor of her, too. So, good news with that. In the meantime, we've had a little problem with the people in Mexico. They do not want to buy our corn because of GMO problems. Well, Vilsack made a trip there. He had a conversation with the Mexican president, and he said he had some good news there, but not a whole lot. To be honest about it, I couldn't see where we've accomplished a heck of a lot. However, there was some indications that just maybe they might change their mind on that. One of the things they want is a lot more information on GMO products, and they need it. Thanks for being with us.
And that's your Stackline Report. You can hear the Stackline Report every Tuesday and Friday.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashear's Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock on bread for sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 400 big fancy Angus, black white face, red Angus, and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight calving these bulls to start calving late January through March. spring bred cows consist of over 300 black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old, with many being 3 to 5 years. These cows are due for February, March calves. We will have 125 fall calving cows, 2 years to 7 years old, with 27 being black and black white face cows, 2 to 3 years old, with big September, October calves by side. All of these cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. To consign cattle, for more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 11th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Some words carry more meaning than others, and the EPA recently set what they're calling a final definition to the meaning of a water of the United States. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State professor Roger McOwen shares that ultimately the Supreme Court of the United States will have the final call, but the EPA's definition may still have an ag impact.
For purposes of the Clean Water Act, you can't discharge what's defined to be a pollutant into the navigable waters of the United States without a federal discharge permit. So the term that's at issue right now that's in there is navigable waters of the United States. What is that? That's commonly understood when you bring the Corps of Engineers in here. Their role is to regulate navigation, and the EPA's role is to regulate pollution. So this is an important issue for farmers, because if you're deemed to have a wetland on your property that is connected to federally jurisdictional waters, you have to have a federal discharge permit. Very, very costly to have that. That's what's at stake.
McOwen goes on to explain the risks of what this definition implies.
Corps and the EPA are doing with this rule is they're bringing back the pre-2015 understanding of adjacency, kind of what the Obama administration was doing, and some of the courts had taken the position that you don't have to define adjacency by meaning something that abuts or is next to. So we can get you connecting the dots to say that you have a federally regulable water in the United States under a significant nexus test. And they say that we can establish a significant nexus by a shallow hydrologic subsurface connection. Well, what that is farm field drain tile. So if I have Iowa farm ground that's all pattern tiled, I'm in the prairie pothole region in the Dakotas, or I've got even ephemeral streams in Kansas, that is of concern.
He ends with insight on the upcoming Supreme Court case in question.
The case is pending before the Supreme Court. It comes from Upper Idaho, and people that were trying to build a home on a lot that was about 100 yards away from a lake and said that you've got to stop development or it's going to be fined amounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars. So squarely before the court is, what is the definition of a water in the United States, which is what the agencies just came out and redefined. But frankly, in my mind, they should have waited until the U.S. Supreme Court said what their view of this is. And I don't think it's going to have any bearing on the Supreme Court's determination. It may cause a delay in the Supreme Court's opinion coming out, but I don't think it'll have any impact on the case. The rule doesn't take effect until 60 days after it's been published in the Federal Register. So basically, this kind of benchmark March 1 in your mind, we may or may not have that U.S. Supreme Court opinion by then.
Once again, that was K-State professor Roger McOwen providing insight on the potential impact of the EPA's definition of a water of the United States. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a real estate auction, 155 acres more or less, Marshall County farmland, Saturday, January 14th for the Paul Sewall Trust. Properties located 4.5 miles south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Zenith Road, then a mile east on the southeast corner. 154.5 acres more or less. 142 acres are terraced crop acres, with the balance being waterways and wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Properties bordered on the west by 23rd Road, the north by Zenith Road, and the east by 23rd Terrace. There is electric service on all three sides. For inspection or details, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer, 785-889-4775, or go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. This real estate auction, 155 acres, Marshall County farmland located south of Frankfort for the Paul Sewall Trust, is Saturday, January 14th, beginning at 1:30 at the Frankfort American Legion Cabin. Klein Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
We've all had feelings of butterflies in our stomach. Now we know what causes them. An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. Singers Rod Stewart and Pat Benatar were both born on this day. We all know the sensation of butterflies in our stomach, perhaps before taking a test or public speaking. Here's why. During times of psychological stress, our body produces adrenaline, which sends blood to the heart and lungs. As blood is pumped away from the stomach, we get that familiar fluttering feeling we call butterflies. In fact, the nerves in our intestines are so closely connected to the brain, scientists often call it a second brain, and that's where many of our emotional responses are thought to be influenced. It's not such a misnomer to say you have a feeling in your gut. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
.731 from KNDY, 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs well into the middle 50s again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action tonight for both Kansas University and the Kansas State Wildcats as they come off their victories from Saturday night, moving through the regular season. Starting off with the Jayhawks, they are still sitting number 3 in the national AP polls and tied at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference as they are back at home to take on the Oklahoma Sooners. That tip-off at 8 p.m. tonight as the Jayhawks are sitting 14-1 for their overall season and 3-0 in conference play. The Sooners are 10-5 overall, sitting 1-2 in conference play. Kansas is coming off a big victory against the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday, 76-62. In Wildcat basketball, they have a tip tonight at 6 p.m. They're also at home against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Wildcats ended up shaking up the Baylor Bears over the weekend, 97-95, as Baylor is sitting number 19 nationwide. Kansas State is tied with the Jayhawks at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference. After tonight, Kansas State gets back on the road to take on the number 7 TCU Horned Frogs. That game is on Saturday with tip-off at 1 p.m.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville on the road to Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Minneapolis. Frankfort travels to Wetmore. Hanover entertains Axtell. Washington County is home to Clifton Clyde. Lynn hosts St. Xavier. And Centralia at Donovan West. Marysville at Concordia live tonight on KEDY. Kansas Jayhawks 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on FM 95.5. Mudeckis basketball tournament tipped off Monday in Beatrice. In the girls' A division, third seed Falls City Sacred Heart took number 6 seed Odell 49-36. Second seed Bruning Davenport Shickley over 7th seed Southern 61-27. Diller Odell and Southern advanced to the consolations Friday evening at 8:30 at Beatrice Middle School. Boys action tips off Tuesday in the A division at 5. Southern meets Parkview Christian at the auditorium. At 5:30, Diller Odell will face Lewiston at Beatrice Middle School. Eight-man all-star selections for the annual summer games in Beloit were announced and include Isaac Detweiler and Evan Bussing from Axtell, Xander Hull of Frankfort, Josh Zarbanicki of Hanover, and Creighton Klima of Lynn, with Matt Hoyer from Hanover High School among coaches on the East squad for Division II. The annual game, Saturday, June 6th. D2 will air live on KNDY and the Sunflower State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Mm-hmm.
didn't have to wake up, even up all night, lying there in bed listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. Alone. 4 years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed, and when he drops her off at preschool, she's clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, "What can I do?" She says, "Now don't you worry. This'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by. If you can just hold on, it won't be like this for long. Pray.